Effect of a wheelchair experience for planning students on students' comfort and confidence in performing wheelchair skills. A randomized controlled trial. R. Lee Kirby 1, Cher Smith 2, Mikiko Terashima 3, 1 Division of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, Dalhousie University, 2 Department of Occupational Therapy, Nova Scotia Health Authority, 3 School of Planning, Dalhousie University, Halifax, NS, Canada. Introduction. Annually since 2014, we have conducted a wheelchair experience for planning students, WEPS, for the second year undergraduate students in the urban planning program at Dalhousie University. The WEPS includes 2 components: 1, learning how to safely and effectively negotiate barriers in a simulated environment in a wheelchair, the skill learning experience, SLE, and 2, trying to negotiate barriers in urban public spaces, the real world experience, RWE. Our objective was to test the hypothesis that the WEPS enhances planning students' comfort and confidence in performing a set of wheelchair skills that are relevant to them. Methods. The study was approved by the Research Ethics Board of Dalhousie University. 27 students were randomly assigned to 2 groups. The SLE group received the SLE first, Table 1, Figure 1, and the RWE, Table 2, about 1 week later. The order was reversed for the RWE group. A modified version of the Wheelchair Skills Test Questionnaire, WSTQ, version 5.01, was used for students to rate 0-3 their levels of comfort and confidence in conducting 15 activities. The WSTQ was administered twice, following the first educational experience and following both experiences. Total percentage scores were calculated. Table 1. Skills Learning Experience, SLE. Number Skills Example Real World Situations 1. Roll straightforward for a short distance. Along a short hallway 2. Roll straight backward for a short distance. Backing away from a table. Stop to avoid people or pets 3. Turning the wheelchair around in a small space. In an elevator or bathroom 4. Moving turns forward. Moving among tables at a restaurant 5. Moving turns backward asterisk. Exit in bathroom stall. 6. Moving the wheelchair sideways asterisk. To get to the side of the wheelchair next to a kitchen counter or in an elevator. 7. Moving through hinged door asterisk. Entering and exiting a building and rooms. Using handles with varying resistance 8. Roll longer distance asterisk. Traveling from parking space to office 9. Moving up and down inclines of different pitches asterisk. Standard ramp of slope ratio 1:12, or steeper ramps in front of restaurant entry, transit buses 10 moving on side slope. Sidewalks usually having side slope ratio of 1:50 for drainage, steeper where they cross a driveway 11 moving on soft surface. Asterisk. Carpet, grass, snow. Loose gravel roads 12 gets over obstacle. Door threshold 13 gets over a gap asterisk. Platform subway transition. Rot in the road 14 gets up and down a high curb asterisk. At a street corner without a pedestrian ramp, curb cut, minor level changes, e.g. when entering a building 15 gets up and down stairs asterisk. To access a building without a ramp or elevator. Stairs with rise run variations, different height and styles of railing, different stair widths. Skills simulated for both wheelchair users and caregivers. Figure 1. The students and spotters performing the soft surface skill while simulating wheelchair users moving forward on gym mats and simulating caregivers pulling the wheelchairs backwards over gravel. The instructor is holding a rig used to deal with displaced gravel. Table 2. Real-world experience, RWE, number setting experimentation examples 1. Crosswalks. With a caregiver, travel across crosswalks with and without traffic signals, going off from a sidewalk or boulevard if there is 1-2 building entrances. Use the ramp if there is one. Go through manual doors. Go through automatic door 3 bench in the park. Approach the bench. Transfer from wheelchair to the bench 4 sidewalks. Travel for a block and feel the slope changes. Maneuver around obstacles. Observe frequency of encountering obstacles 5 street parking. Try to pay parking. Pretend coming out of the car and transfer to the sidewalk. Results. The results are shown in Table 3. The mean total SD scores on the first WSTQ were 32.1%, 9.2 for the SLE group and 26.3%, 11.0 for the RWE group, P equals 0.17. For the second WSTQ, the total scores were 40.0%, 8.5 and 38.3%, 9.9 respectively, P equals 0.65. The total WSTQ scores significantly improved between the first and second time points for both the SLE, P equals 0.009, and RWE, P less than 0.0001 groups. The extent of improvement was not significantly different between the groups, P equals 0.19. However, the students' comments generally favored having the SLE precede the RWE. Table 3. WSTQ scores by group and time total, N equals 27, WSTQ at D1 mean, SD scores WSTQ at D2 mean, SD scores change, D2 D1, SD scores and p-values SLE, N equals 10, 32.1, 9.2, 40.0, 8.5, 7.9, 7.6, p equals 0.009, asterisk RWE, and 17, 26.3, 11.0, 38.3, 9.9, 12.0, 7.8, p less than 0.0001, asterisk p-value p equals 0.17, p equals 0.65, p equals 0.19. Statistically significant, p less than 0.05. Discussion: the WEPS significantly enhances planning students' comfort and confidence in performing a set of wheelchair skills that are relevant to them. References: 1. Wheelchair Skills Program, WSP, July 2020. Wheelchair Skills Test, WST, 5.0 Form, Manual Chair. https://wheelchairskillsprogram.ca/on/skills-manual-forms/.